Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have had some wonderful services in time past in the jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. And we are gearing up to go more and do more for the Lord. Praise God. Yes, we're going to continue the message that we started talking about the names of God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. After close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. We talked about, amen, that God name Yahweh. We talked about, praise the Lord, his name is so holy that it cannot be pronounced in this world. Praise God. That's what Yahweh means. Praise the Lord. Yes. Then we move to Jehovah Roha. It's probably Roha, not Rafi, but Roha. Amen. Roha means the Lord is my shepherd. And we're going to continue on today. Amen. The true God is your shepherd. Amen. He's a wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Yes, he is. Jesus Christ. Praise God. Yes. We're going to continue the message on today. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, as we talked about. Praise the Lord. Where Jesus, amen, brought Jehovah Roha to us. Praise God.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but clamber up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
Now, when you got people trying to serve the Almighty God in another way, other than coming through the door, they're like a thief and a robber. There's many thieves and robbers out in our world today worshiping in false religions, worshiping in other ways. Amen. But there's only one way to the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's only one way. Not several ways, but one way. And people need to understand, know that. What did the Bible say?
But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Now, he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, Jesus was the one that lead us through the door. He's the only one. And people need to understand, know that. You can't get to the Almighty God no other way but through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's because I'm a Jesus man. I lift up Jesus. Praise God. Amen. What did he say?
To him the portals open and the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name and leadeth them out.
Now, when the Lord sanctify you through the blood, he write your name on heaven's roll. He know you by name. I'm telling you, it's good when the Lord know you by name. Amen. Call you by your name. What the Bible say?
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Amen. And I'm telling you, when the Lord deliver you from sin, you know when someone is preaching the true gospel. There's many false religions out here. There's many false prophets out here. But when someone preaches the true gospel, it rings a bell in your soul. Because you don't follow a stranger. But you follow the true voice. Praise God.
And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Amen. You won't follow a false leader. You won't follow a false prophet. but you will follow someone that will tell you the truth to let you know you can come all the way out of sin. Not part the way out, but all the way out. Jesus come to bring us all the way out of sin. Amen. So that we can be free from our sins and serve the Lord like he commanded in holiness and in righteousness all the days of our life. Amen. That's what Jesus come to do. He come to save us from our sin. It's not enough to be good. It's not enough to just live a good moral life. But we got to get delivered from sin. We got to get, amen, free from your sin. Jesus come to free you from the bondage of sin. Take sin out of you. Amen. So that you can be holy like God commanded. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, people feel like, amen, if they stop drinking, stop smoking, stop gambling, stop going to the clubs, amen, start being a good husband and a father to their children, you think you're doing good. That's good, amen, you're doing good like that. But I'm telling you, God wants you to go deeper than that. You must get a personal relationship with Christ. You must get delivered from sin so you can serve God with all your heart. Not just part of it, but all your heart. Because God is a jealous God. He wants all of us. Them sanctified folks, you sing a song, my whole body belong to the Lord. My foot and my hand belong to the Lord. Yes, God wants all of us, not just part of you, but all of you. Praise God. We got to serve God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. On the job, live for Jesus. Walking down the street, live for Jesus. In the schools, live for Jesus. Praise God. Walking, riding the, amen, your automobile, live for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, in the grocery stores, live for Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, ride the metro bus, the subways, live for Jesus. Praise God. In the country, amen, walking down, amen, taking care of business, live for Jesus. The Lord wants you to live for Jesus. Amen. Working in the factories. Amen. In the schools. Amen. Whatever job you have, in the office, live for Jesus. Let people know I'm a child of God. I don't joke like the world. I don't talk dirty jokes like they do. Laugh at dirty jokes like they do. Amen. I don't use profanity like they do. Because the Lord delivered me and saved me. It's time to put a difference between holy and unholy. Because we're serving a holy God. He is the shepherd of our life. Jesus Christ is the true shepherd. Yes, he is. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what thing they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Jesus is the door of the sheep.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers.
All that ever came before me is thieves and robbers.
But the sheep do not hear them.
But the sheep do not hear them.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. That's the reason why I preach Jesus. Jesus is your hope. He's the one that can deliver you from your sins. It's time for people to go to Calvary and get a blood bath. Don't just sit back and look at Calvary and see how pretty it is and just talk about it. But you need to go to Calvary and say, Lord, I want you to breathe in my soul and sanctify me holy. Amen. I'm tired of straddling the fence. I'm tired of having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. But it's time to be able to make a stand for God. It's time to give up all to follow Jesus. It's time to get real for the Lord. Stop playing church. You can't go to heaven playing church. But you got to be real for God. Serve the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Amen. I'm telling you, because God wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants 24-hour Christians that will serve him every day if you plan on making heaven your home. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. What did the Bible say?
The thief coming not but to steal and to kill, to destroy. I am come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly.
Y'all heard that? Jesus come to give you life, The devil wants to destroy you, destroy your life. Look at the violence going on in our streets. Young people are dying. I'm telling you, it's sad because the thief wants to kill you, but Jesus come to save you from your sin.
Yes. I am the good shepherd giving his life for the sheep.
Yes, we're going to pick it up on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. I'm telling you, we can't get it all in one 15-minute broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, you are Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is our shepherd. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you come to change their lives, and they won't be the same anymore. Lord, go into the jail. Amen. Lord, touch these people in the free world. Let them know, God, you can change their lives. And they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. You please believe that it may set a hold of that prayer. The Lord, you believe that you've been set free. So keep on seeking him that you may go stronger, stronger in the Lord. Don't be behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. If he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Those are the fruit of your prayers and part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you that the Lord will reign in your life and put a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. And you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
I'm telling you, we love you. Praise God. Pray for Sister Velvet and myself as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And also, those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you that's incarcerated, amen. If you got Bible questions, send them in mail. Amen. And Missionary Velvet will get them, and we get them, and we will return you back in return mail. And those of you that's in cost, those of you that's in the free world, you've got Bible questions, go to our website in the contact page and send them to us, and we are glad to send it back to you in private. In amen on the contact page. Praise God. Amen. Until the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.